God!
I just said he should have got the award. What else do you want me to say?
Come on now, wait a second.
So lost.
49, 152, 328, 37, 117, 297.
I have a lot of championships. I'm telling you, it's the bread. I am one of the gifted guys at using a snowball.
Wait a second. Andy Pettit is a starting pitcher.
Have some guts to commit. Goodall, have some guts. Show some guts. A little guts here. Guts. Throw him out of the league. Throw him the hell out.
Bottoms up, get them up.
Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico.
We are country and western.
Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
Skipping stones at the edge of the dark. A fog came rolling in quiet like a hawk. The river so smooth it could shatter with a rock. Felt like I was walking on water. Then the doctor's daughter came and dove right in. Lord almighty, she's nothing but skin. I could turn my head, but she may never come again. She's filling the sky with her laughter.
Good Lord.
We're gonna crank it up the rest of the night for you, Doc.
You haven't changed a bit. You didn't think that I'd remember. How could I forget? We sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Mellow was shown every star in that clear September sky. Guess it never really did. We sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Mellow was shown every star in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Just don't happen twice. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something. Baby, that's something.
All right, welcome everybody. Oh, Jesus, a little loud. Damn. All right, it's still loud. All right, Colin Country, Lafayette College, the whole deal, 104.9 FM radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, WJRH.org, all that. This could be a pretty good show tonight. Let's see, what should it's show number 8 here of the junior year, season 3, which we understood from last week that season 3, not season 4. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. But it could be a good show. So we got a stacked list of callers. First one could be coming in any minute here. We got some pretty good songs lined up. We got some good stories to fall back on if, you know, we need, if the callers don't come through. But we should be hearing, oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, well, now they called in. They rang for a second, and then they hung up. Oh, now they're back. All right, we'll go to the lines here as we kick off the program. Hold on. 1 second, let me transfer you. All right, joining us now, I think this is Hannah from DC. Hannah, welcome, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, how are you guys?
I guess it is. Well, I'm fine, thank you.
That's good, All right. I'm currently leaving DC, but I will, you know, it was a fun day.
All right, so you took a day trip down to our nation's capital. What were you doing down there?
We went to the Natural History Museum.
Yes.
And then we went to, where did we go next? The Monument?
Yes.
We went to the Monument. And then we went to, well, actually, I think the Monument, that was it. And then we went to get dinner.
Did you throw rocks at Obama's house?
No, I didn't. I held it together. I was civil.
Okay, well, that's good. Did you come across Marquise at all? He's down there, you know.
No, you know what? He really didn't make an effort to see me. I'm a little upset about it.
Okay.
Well, I mentioned it a couple times, but it's fine.
It's really disappointing, actually.
It is. I was going to try and get him on this call with me, but, you know, he's at IHOP. What do you do?
I'm pretty sure it's still all-you-can-eat pancakes, so that's why he's there, of course.
Is it?
Well, it was, so if it's all you can eat, you know he'll be there.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so, wait, who's with you now? I heard somebody yelling.
I'm with my roommate Jessica and my friend Zoe.
Hmm, that's interesting. Okay. Who drove?
Interesting.
Who's driving?
Jessica drove. Jess drove.
And you're currently driving back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good. Which monuments did you see? All of them?
We saw the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial.
What did you see the status
and
of?
The what?
Have you seen what the status of the Black History Museum is? Is it under construction or
no.
Can we have an update?
I think Justin said it was under construction, actually.
It is.
He shared me some sort of fun fact about that, and I don't remember what he said, but yes.
Wait, so you saw Justin down there?
Yeah, and his girlfriend Anna.
Who? Anna?
Anna, yes.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. His girlfriend? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was fun. I don't think his girlfriend likes me, but it's fine.
Oh, well, why would you say that?
She's very kind of, like, not really conversational with any of us, actually.
Oh. Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that.
It was a little weird, you know? It was a little weird.
I never like to hear people not getting along. It's terrible.
It is. It is. And, you know, we came to see Justin. I haven't seen him in a while. And his girlfriend doesn't want to talk to me, but it was a good day, though. Like, it was a lot of fun. It was nice outside.
Yeah, it wasn't... It's not too cold out, right? I mean, it's not too bad here.
Yeah,
it's like 40s. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
That's doable. Mm-hmm. How's the Museum of Natural History?
It was good. Do you know the movie, Night at the Museum?
Yeah, it's a great movie with Ben Stiller.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, good movie.
So, like, you know the Easter Island head?
Yeah.
The one that says gum gum on gum gum.
Sure, yeah.
I saw him. It was cool.
Oh wow, that's exciting. Did you see the guy that comes, well, I don't really know how to describe him. He has like the cowboy hat and he comes alive and he has a sword and he like charges. Do you see that guy?
Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, that's who it is actually. You're right. It's Teddy Roosevelt.
My
description was enough to make you know who I was talking about.
No, he's at the New York National History Museum.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Yeah, I know. He's my favorite.
I like Teddy. He's a good guy. So how long of a drive is it now back to Gettysburg?
It's like about an hour and a half. Like an hour is where, you know, if there's no traffic.
That's pretty close.
Though.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
It's really not bad, yeah.
Yeah, and we could, like, take the metro in if we wanted to, but it's, like, almost not worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Further along.
Yeah, those tickets aren't cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
So what else is going on?
We're going back to go hang out at Zoe's apartment.
All right, that's good. You guys aren't going down to Mexico to start building the wall, or?
No, we didn't sign up. We saw a lot of interesting anti-Trump signs.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting. I was very intrigued. There's a lot of tourists. People. I mean, I was probably one of them, but...
Yeah, you are. Wait a second. You're one of those people, so...
Yeah, but I wasn't like the Asians running around with selfie sticks.
There were so many.
Yeah. How are your friends doing?
They're well. I'm sitting in the back of the car, and they're both sitting in the front seat, so I'm all by myself.
Well,
we had, like, a good little dinner at this place, which I told Marquise about, and Marquise said that it wasn't a good place to eat dinner, but I enjoyed that food.
What'd you get?
I had wings.
All right. Well, That's,
they were delicious.
That's pretty basic.
That's not basic.
Wings?
Wings.
Yeah. It's not that, I mean, you can't really get a good gauge on the place. Everybody has wings.
They were known for their tater tots.
Oh, yeah. You should have gotten them.
Well, Zoe got them, and then Jeff got mac and cheese.
Well, that's very exciting. So.
Yeah. You know.
When do you think Marquise is going to call in here?
You know, I'm a little upset with him right now, so.
I know. It's very upsetting.
I'm going to call.
Maybe
he wouldn't even, like, when, how often do I come to D.C.? He won't even say hello to me.
Well, why would he want to do that?
What? Excuse me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why wouldn't you?
That's a better question. Good question. Yeah, well, I don't know. It's fine, I guess. Just don't worry about it.
I'm not worried about it.
Okay, good. I'm happy to hear that. So, I hope you guys are excited for the rest of my show today. We still got 43 minutes here.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I got a great quote coming up on the program. A great quote from a Lafayette faculty guy who's retiring about the school. Actually, it is a good quote. And then we got something about, we have a contender for the Lie of the Year already in 2017. So we'll provide the evidence for that. And then some stuff about the seven country people not being able to come in. But of course, now they can, so it's fine. Well, I guess not, but we'll be talking about that. So doesn't that sound exciting? Plus, calls from, plus at 7:30, mark it down, at 7:30, Will and Chris White will be calling in jointly, a joint call between them. So we'll get them on at the same time and get that going. So don't you think that all sounds very exciting?
Yeah, make sure you tell Chris White I said hello.
That'll be fine. No, okay. I'll be sure to tell him that.
Promise? Make sure you tell him. I don't know if he's listening.
Okay, well, he's probably not listening, but I'll tell him when he calls in.
All right. Well, it was great talking with you.
All right, thank you very much for your update from D.C. Hopefully Keith calls in with, you know, a little better update, but it was good.
It's fine, whatever. It's fine. You know what?
Just kidding. It was fine. Just kidding. Good job.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a safe drive.
Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, goodbye.
All right, that's Hannah with a update from the car phone in D.C., I guess outside of D.C. maybe. So we'll have that from D.C., and then another call from D.C., potentially with Marquise, and then a couple calls from UPenn and Villanova. We're going all over the map here. I got to hang up the phone so somebody else can call. All over the map on this program, reaching around the world on WJRH.org. I'm sure we have listeners everywhere. So yeah, we can get to all these stories in a second, but lest I have a terrible transition and not really sure where to go here, we'll play a song first and then we'll get to the stories. So here's another one off Brantley Gilbert's new album, which came out, like a couple weeks ago. We heard one last week. We'll hear another one this week. We'll see if it's good or not. Oh, wait, hold on. Maybe we should turn the volume on the Spotify up first. All right, hold on. Where's that? Oh, also, it's about 0 degrees in the studio because somebody left the window open. There's never not a problem in this place. We'll put it this way. There's always a problem coming in the studio. Something doesn't work, or it's either a million degrees or it's 0 degrees. So today it's 0 degrees, so we're doing the winter jacket. But let's see if Brantley's song is good.
Good time. say these are the times of our lives, and we ain't got no other ways. These are the days that are gonna fly by like lightning. So they say these are the nights, yeah, the good times when we let the wild side out to play. These are the Sunday mornings we talk to the Lord and get right with the man upstairs. Get back to rocking out so we can say we were there.
All right, thanks, Brantley. That's fine. Good job. Pretty good. So, all right, what are we getting to? We're getting to the Lafayette, since we have a few minutes here before we get to the main event of this program. Lafayette, in the Lafayette newspaper, the oldest newspaper, college newspaper in Pennsylvania, they had an article about these professors who are retired, Lafayette professors who are retiring at the end of the year. And one of them, interestingly, I've never had him, but Professor Chambers, economics guy, talking about the school, and like he does some investment club type deal, which I think it's also the oldest investment club in the college investment club in the country, so we're rolling with that. But he's talking about how he said, I think Lafayette has dramatically shifted in the politically correct, intolerant direction. 25 years ago when I came here, there was a lot of freedom of diverse expression, and I leave a place where it's very intolerant and there's little freedom of expression if you don't agree with the ruling party. Of course, he means the left. So somebody finally says something accurate about the campus climate, which is not just here, it's around the country basically, but he says it on his way out, but still refreshing to hear that from somebody. And then they had a quote from another professor who's leaving who says this, Lafayette has a history of being a conservative campus and it remains a conservative campus. I mean, what do you even do with that? I mean, this guy's a PhD and those words came out of his mouth. Lafayette is a conservative campus, he said. I mean, that's just something you don't even... Where do you start with that? Where do you start? I mean, there's so many... That's just frustrating. So, I mean, you can defend the climate of the campus in a way that's not totally misrepresentative of what it actually is. I mean, if you want to defend what it is, defend it, but don't distort what it actually is. Just be honest. So... I mean, again, that's a guy with a PhD said that, which is just unbelievable. So, hey, the stuff we're dealing with here. But we march forward. So good for that professor. We have a couple of them here who are not indoctrinated. Maybe the professor got, I'll give him this, maybe his quote got cut off and he meant it's conservative relative to the... gulags of the communist Soviet Union, you know, back in the 20th century. Maybe that was his whole quote, and the paper cut him off and just said it's conservative campus. Maybe he meant relative to the communist people and the Soviets, but he probably didn't say that, so we're not going to give him that benefit of the doubt. But anyway, Chris, let's see, what did he say as we get bombarded here with updates? All right, so Will will be calling in a little after 7:30. So we'll talk to Will by himself for a little bit, and then Chris will be joining the call around 7:40. Okay, that's fine, Chris. So, and then Marquise is supposed to be calling, but boy, such a flake! You can't count on that. So we'll see about that, but we'll see. So if we're gonna push this back a few minutes, we'll get to the other story here real quickly, and then we will get to a requested song, which we'll get to after the story. So we got to turn the aux thing on because we're going to play a little video here. It was pretty good because we got to set it up. So these morons, I don't know how I want to phrase this exactly, but there was an investigation done, a covert operation that found, and not to turn the subject to something people don't want to talk about, but we're going to talk about it anyway. So at the debate over Planned Parenthood and whether or not they should keep getting government funds, and so there's these investigations, undercover deals going on, that first of all found that they keep abortion quotas for their clinics. So if you meet a certain number of abortions, either abortions or if you don't perform abortions that Planned Parenthood, abortion referrals to Planned Parenthood that do provide abortion, you get free meals, time off, awards, all of this for meeting your quota of how many babies you need to kill. That's what they do at Planned Parenthood, and that's what gets government money. And then the people say, oh, the government money doesn't go directly to the abortions, it goes to all the other stuff. Well, first of all, it's a private organization. They don't need the government's money. And then second of all, well, that's Will. Hold on. Second of all, hold on. We got to answer the call here. Will, give me 2 minutes. All right, thanks. All right. Will's got to give me 2 minutes here. So, and then second of all, the money goes to all the other stuff, which is how they can give their money toward the abortions. So, it's all related. The idea that it doesn't go for that is just such a insincere characterization of what's happening. So they have those quotas, and then of course Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, says this about prenatal care.
Prenatal care. These are the kinds of services that folks depend on Planned Parenthood for.
And a president who will fight for prenatal care.
Prenatal care. And that is what we want to focus on. That is what is so vital.
So do they actually provide prenatal care? Lie of the year here. As somebody called them up, and first one Arizona, then they go across the country, all these 97 different clinics asking if they have it. 5 of 97 said they had it. What did they say?
Let's see. My name is Hecanae.
Hi, I was hoping to make an appointment for prenatal care.
For what type of service?
Prenatal care, pregnancy care.
We don't have prenatal care here. Planned Parenthood offers abortion, so they don't offer prenatal care.
Okay, just abortions.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no, we wouldn't provide any type of prenatal services here at Planned Parenthood.
We're not a prenatal care provider.
No, Planned Parenthood does prenatal care.
We don't offer prenatal care at Planned Parenthood.
We specialize in abortions. You know, that's what our ultrasounds are for, to see how far along the patient is.
Planned Parenthood, we do birth control, you know, things like that, termination. We check for STI, but we don't do prenatal.
So, I mean, you get the point. The video goes on for like 3 minutes here, or the same thing, 97 different clinics, 92 of which don't do it. And this is what their president says they do, and this is how their case for getting taxpayer money, which of course they don't deserve at all. If they're a private organization, they can run on private money. And if they can't, well, then they don't need to be a private organization. We can direct that money to other things, which to other clinics that do the same stuff besides the taxpayer money for the abortions. Everything else is fine. No problem with any of the other stuff. The idea that we're going to do that is ridiculous. And they don't need to base getting their money off of blatant lies. Now to Will we go. Will, I'm going to connect you here. Joining us now on the phone is Will Gathis. Will, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I just had to finish making my point there because we were getting it. I had my contender for lie of the year, so I just needed to finish up with that point. But now we turn to you. So how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming on. Obviously, we always like to have you on, despite the fact that it's getting to your head a little, but you still provide a net benefit, so we'll have you on until you no longer do that.
I was looking into the deeper metrics the other day, and it seems that about 70% of listeners tune in solely because of your guests, and seeing as how I'm your most common guest, I have a feeling that, you know, you're kind of expendable at this point.
What would we call the show then? You'd have to get your own show.
Call in Country with Will Gathis. I think that's fine.
As far as I know, I'm pretty sure UPenn has their own state radio station. Well, you know, you get a show at 7-8 o'clock on Saturdays, right against me, and we'll see how it goes. How about that?
I just think it's too much of a commitment.
Oh, okay. Well, that's too bad. I'm dedicated to my
10 minutes all the time.
I'm dedicated to my listeners. I guess
that's why you have the show and I don't.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why you're not going to get my show. So
I'm glad we settled that.
Okay. Well, me too. I'm glad as well. All right. Chris is calling in at like 7:40, so we might play a song in between or something because I said we were going to get to that. But first, we can get Chris, of course, has no idea about the Super Bowl or anything like that, so we can get your thoughts real quick on that. Of course, I will remind the listeners, because we run an honest program here, that you did get the prediction right, and I got it wrong, so congratulations on that.
Not only that, the Patriots also covered, so in case you were trying to bet against the spread.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I would like to point out in my defense that I lobbied up to get a 6-point spread for my bet at Lafayette, which turned out to be a pretty good idea because then I just pushed and didn't lose any money. So,
yeah, I mean, that's great work, but you know it's better than pushing winning. So,
you're right about that. So do you, I guess, is Tom Brady the GOAT?
Yeah, I mean, thanks for asking. He without a doubt is. I don't think you could really make a case. I know Joe Montana came out this week and he said, you know, it's hard to compare players across different eras. And, you know, maybe the statistics might tell a different story if Joe Montana played now or if some of these other greats like Dan Marino, Brett Favre didn't play in the 90s, but in the 2000s, how that would be different. And yep. Honestly, I just have never seen and it's not just a statistical thing. I've just never seen a quarterback do what Tom Brady can do. He could be down by 4 touchdowns in the Super. He could be down by 4 possessions in the Super Bowl. And even when that happened, I had texted a close friend of mine, and I said, "Do you believe in miracles?" Because honestly, I knew what was coming next. In my heart of hearts, I knew that New England wouldn't get romped like that in the Super Bowl.
I don't remember getting that text.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I have more than one friend, Ben, but.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
Next time I'll ask them to get a timestamp for it. I'll show it to you. It was right around the time they scored their first, what was it, 5 touchdowns that they scored unanswered? So
something like that. Yeah, I guess including the overtime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And then Belichick, you know, he's got to be the best coach, right? I guess most Super Bowl appearances.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that I kind of had a feeling about for a couple years now when. After Tom Brady had that 18-1 season, and then in the first game of 2008, he tears his ACL. You know, everyone's kind of worried. You know, is New England really that great of a team after Tom Brady? Because, you know, Tom Brady's the best quarterback ever. Then what does that say about the team when he's not there? And they went 11-5. They missed the playoffs that year because of the bogus seeding rules. But
Right. Basically,
with Matt Castle as quarterback, Bill Belichick led that team to an 11-5 record. And I think that just goes to show how great of a coach Bill Belichick is. And in the Super Bowl, down by 4 possessions, he's able to rally the troops, get them to come back and pull up a victory so he could have his record Super Bowl win. That just goes to show how good of a coach he is. Maybe not in everyone's eyes the best coach of all time, but as a Jets fan who's had to watch the guy just cleanly beat us for each of the last 15 years or so.
Yep.
I can say definitively he's the best coach I've ever seen.
He should go out. They should both go out together on top, don't you think? Let someone else have a chance in the division one time?
Yeah, I mean, I was looking into it, and I think it was Robert Kraft came out, and he said that he knows when Tom Brady plans on retiring. But then again, I'm pretty sure Tom Brady said he doesn't know when he plans on retiring. And I don't know when Belichick plans on leaving, but, you know, with kids and now grandkids, I assume Belichick's on his way out.
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't really have much more of a legacy to make for himself. And, you know, for Brady, he's 40 years old. I mean, I've seen players withhold the test of time, but Brett Favre, who everyone thought would be the one to be able to do it because he's tough as nails, he started to really sputter out at about 41, 42. So, you know, I think Brady's a little better than Favre. I think maybe he can hold on for a little longer, but how much, really?
Maybe they think about bringing in a guy like, you know, Terry Bradshaw to replace Brady?
Junior?
No, senior. Get him off the set. Get him back on the field.
I thought he looked too good in that commercial that he was in.
That's what I'm saying.
But I think that's the life for him. You know, you see that a lot with analysts now. You know, John Lynch is now in San Francisco every other year. Bill Cowher's a big candidate for, you know, becoming the next big head coach in some big market, but the reality is that the job of being an analyst after you retire from football is a great job. You get great payment, great conditions. You only work that like 1 to 2 days a week, and you can do whatever you want with the rest of your time. These guys already have a huge nest egg from their football days. So I see no reason why any of these guys would ever want to come back. But Terry Bradshaw, maybe for another ring light. You never know.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about putting him under center, actually, at QB, possibly.
But you could put Mark Sanchez behind there and win a Super Bowl. The Patriots are just too hard to stop with Bill Belichick and Brady.
Yeah, all right.
You just need to keep Brady on the field. That's the only thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just want to, before we play a song and get White up here at the on the other side of the break, I just want to give out a shout-out to your mom, because she's been giving me a lot of prescriptions for blood work in the last few weeks, so... Thanks to Dr. Agathis a lot, very much.
So, I'm sure she's not listening.
Well, and you don't know that. She might be.
Who knows?
So that's pretty good, though. Get my blood work on a weekly basis, thanks to your mom. So good job out of her. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
So thank you. All right. We'll talk to you in like 3 minutes here on the flip side.
All right. Great.
All right. Hopefully White will be in.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. Talk to you. All right. So we'll go to this requested song here. I guess Jillian wanted it. Well, she wanted two, but we're going to do the Rascal Flatts one because it's more upbeat. So it's their new song. Also, it's new, so I got to hear it. So Yours If You Want It by Rascal Flatts. Thank you for requesting it, Jillian, and her roommate, Liz. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it. Well, you would think we'd turn the sound on, but once again, I got to do everything around here, so we'll try that again. Thank you.
Sipping this bottle of wine, a lone star hanging in the sky with a wish left on it, and it's yours if you want it. And this wildflower from the neighbor's yard, a real slow dance in the moonlight dark, this hand in my pocket, oh baby, just call it, 'cause it's yours if you want it. Front porch swing, every word of every song I sing, my jacket when it's cold. Oh, baby, don't you know? You got a place to lay your head on the other side of my empty bed, and it's just made for falling. And it's yours if you want it. It's yours if you want it.
We do have them both on the line now. Let me connect them real quick.
On the show.
Okay, let me introduce both of you. Hold on. joining us now. Well, rejoining us is Will Gathis from UPenn, and joining us now is also Chris White from Villanova. Welcome. How are you, Chris?
Oh, what's happening? What's happening?
So I hear you're in the laundry room.
I'm in the laundromat, baby.
Well, how is it that over there?
It's steamy, it's wet, it's sticky, and there's no one here. It's just me.
Sounds gross.
Oh man.
What happened?
Yeah, now it's bumping in here. Yeah, it's a laundry party now. Oh my goodness. Perfect time. Ah, oh, they're leaving now. Oh. Okay, get out of here.
Is the laundromat where you go to talk to girls, Chris, or what?
Yeah, it's the only place I ever see girls.
Oh. Okay.
It's my only chance to talk to a female in the laundromat.
Well, have
I mean,
you got?
It's a good look though, because I look all like domesticated and stuff and doing my laundry. Nice.
Yeah, you guys have to pay for it though.
Tell me you don't.
Yeah, I don't. It's great. Do you have to pay for it, Will?
No, we don't.
Yeah, see, Will and I go to modern institutions. I don't know what dark age Villanova's living in.
That's some freaking bull, yo, man.
Jeez. Some bull. Have you gotten a chance to say hi to Will?
Yeah. We were talking before while you were introducing.
Okay, well, nobody knows that you're talking off the air, so you just got to do it again and pretend you weren't
talking. We're talking about you.
Okay, what were you saying?
Don't worry about it, bro.
All right,
so what do you want me to talk to you about?
Well, no, I want to ask Will a question.
All right.
Will, did you hear about Joe Biden coming to UPenn? Are you excited about that?
Yeah, he's going to be a professor, which is bizarre because he's going to be headquartered in Washington, D.C. while he's working for Penn. So I'm not entirely sure how that's going to work, but, you know, people are excited here. So
maybe you should take his class.
No, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Oh. Wait, why not?
He's doing stuff on like national security and like diplomacy, and I'm not interested in either topic. So,
you don't care about the security of our country? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm a very economical person, and I was trained in the field of economics, so I know that there are some things that are worth my consideration. There are other things that you just leave to other people.
Oh, I see. Okay, Chris, would you take a Joe Biden class?
Nah.
Why not?
Because I love Donald Trump.
Well, you could just take his class and then just heckle him about that the whole time.
I guess, all right, now I kind of want to take it.
Just raise your hand and tell him.
Except then he'd, like, question me and I wouldn't have answers for him, so.
No, you wouldn't, so.
That'd be a problem. You had to avoid the class at all costs.
Just tell him you're going to build the wall.
Oh, I built a wall between me and him. Oh, baby, don't talk to me. Oh, that'd be good.
So how are you doing? How are you doing, Chris?
Now I'm lugging my laundry up the stairs, hoping there'd be a woman. Check me out.
Well, actually, yeah. Hannah said to say hi. She says hi, so.
Hannah! What's going on?
My neighbor, Will. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, bro.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
That'll be fine.
Oh my goodness! Oh baby!
Wow, Will brought the gas tonight.
Nah, you gotta love that. I love that.
Chris, actually, Will was saying he thinks that he's the most favorite. Well, he is the most beloved caller of this program. He thinks the fans like him the most, and he gets the most traffic to the show for his appearances. Do you have a response to that, or?
Did Hannah say hi to him?
Well, no, she didn't.
Oh, see? Interesting. So then, who
do you know who listens to this?
What?
I know everyone.
Hold on, my thing got caught around the wheel of my
chair. Oh, what are they doing? Oh, my.
It's so unprofessional.
Hold on, my wire's hooked around my chair.
The kid's just twirling around in his chair. Sit still. Oh, my God.
The thing's stuck under here.
This kid's got...
This is a disaster.
In the middle of the show, you're rearranging the set. This is as unprofessional as it gets, honestly.
I would agree with Will.
I'm going to come over there and...
Over where? Which place?
I'm coming to you, Penn, first, because it's closer. Well, I don't know which one's closer, actually. Well, I'm going
to
come...
We're about 10 minutes from each other, so...
Oh, well. Well, I'm going to come to one, and then I'm coming to the other, and I'm going to beat both of you up.
We're actually hanging out together right now without you.
Yeah, I'm doing laundry with Chris.
Yeah, we're folding now. Yeah. Hey, Will, can you fold this underwear, please?
No, I'm good.
I got that.
That'll be fine.
Get that back.
I got plenty of listeners. Well, don't worry about it. I got people requesting songs.
I was actually talking to my roommates about your show, and they're unconvinced that anyone listens to it.
All right, well, I'm going to have to add people to the list of...
I'm not even convinced that people listen to it.
That's not very nice. Very hurtful.
I think you should compile a list of who you think is listening.
Okay.
And then you have to shout them out, and if they don't text you...
Yeah.
They're not actually listening. Text you within 5 seconds.
I mean, that would take many shows worth to say all the names of the people
actually,
that are listening.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
Will, that's one.
Yes, sir.
Chris, two.
I mean, we're on the show.
Yeah, I only listen when I'm on the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're on the show and not way too much, so.
Way too much or not enough?
Way too much. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, bro.
Chris, when are we going to get an in-studio appearance out of you?
I'm waiting for the day. Yo, how about my 21st? The weekend of.
You're coming here?
I'll go there. Well, after I'm here, I'll go there.
What's happening? You're walking here?
Yeah, I'll walk there.
Pick up Will. You guys can both come.
Yeah, we'll walk. We'll walk.
Okay.
We'll
walk. Yeah, well, I don't know if Will's going.
It's not long of a walk. It's only like 20-something hours.
I don't know if Will's...
Yeah, we got it. We got it. We'll be there.
All right. Sounds good. You in, Will?
Yep, I'm in.
And actually, hold on. Do you do any advertising for your show, like on campus, or like you got flyers you pass out? Or?
No. We don't do any advertising.
So like when I come, I'll make a flyer for your show.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. We could put up posters everywhere.
Yeah, it'll be like, come listen to Chris White's show tonight.
Nobody knows who you are.
One-time show, one-time thing.
Oh, okay.
That's it, you know?
That'd be pretty good, except I have to fill up an hour here. You come on for like 5 or 10 minutes and come with your material, and by the end of your segment, you're running out of material. I mean, how are you going to fill up an hour?
I mean, I'm like a half hour of your material every show, so like... I don't know, I think I could do
it. All we had last show was you screaming in Wells Fargo Center.
How good was that?
That's terrible. We couldn't hear anything.
I have looked at the Wells Fargo Center. You don't really. You should.
Yeah, he was there for the Villanova game. Will at the Wells Fargo Center. We're going to get a live report there from the game before the game started, and we put him on the air, and all I can hear is people screaming. Can barely hear anything he says.
Yeah, because it was lit.
That's the Chris White I know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah. All right, my show's coming to an end here. Both of you guys are taking up too much of my time.
Oh my. You could have always said that, but he's begging for us.
I got a lot of important issues to talk about.
So when
I called in and you were talking about politics, were you just unprovoked talking about politics? Or did someone ask you a question?
No. I was getting to a story I needed to talk about. Yeah, it was
What's the story? Okay. What's the story? You have your two listeners on the phone with you right now.
Yeah. Well, no, we were just talking about the lie of the year. I found what the lie of the year is. Me and my listeners.
So me, you, and Will?
Well.
Because, like, you got us on the phone right now. We could just, like, have a normal conversation now.
Well, no, I don't want to talk to Will because he's a... Will's a commie, so we don't want to talk to Will.
Will's a commie.
When did I become a commie?
Oh, boy. I think you should get some real commies, like, on your show. That'd be interesting. Like,
I should get one of my professors to come on the show.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wait,
nice.
Here. I got a good question for you guys. I have a metaphysical question for you guys. All right. So I'm taking metaphysics about, like, the nature of, like, reality and all that stuff, which sounded kind of interesting, but it's terrible. So here's a question.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
Okay. Well, thanks. Well, I don't remember asking you how it sounded, but thanks for your input.
You gotta have those easy A classes that you take.
Hold on, let me ask my question.
Hold on, how many easy A classes do you take this semester?
What are you talking about? How is metaphysics an easy A class? It's an upper level philosophy class. Talking about easy A.
Oh my.
All right, anyway, here's the question.
Okay,
so you have a green banana, okay? Green banana. And then a week later, it ripens into a yellow banana. Is
what
it
are we talking about here?
Is it the same banana?
Yes.
Will says yes. What do you say, Chris?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, see, that's one of the questions we had to talk about, so.
All right.
Yeah, we talked about that in a religious studies class in high school.
Hold on, think about it in the puberty sense.
Don't think too much about it.
That'll be fine. What about...
Think about it in the puberty sense, right? Right? They're like, is it the same thing? It's the same thing. Very easy.
That's exactly the counterexample that we had in our religious, our world religions course. It was, you know, you've changed enough over your life, but you're still the same person, even though you don't look or act or feel or seem the same.
Right, yeah, same thing. Yeah. But then the metaphysicist would say, well, like, humans are different because we have, like, a hexaity to us, a thisness. But whereas a banana doesn't have that. A banana is just made up of its properties, but like humans have something besides properties. So
absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it?
No.
That's awesome.
Okay, well, that's fine. Okay, thanks for your input, guys. Really interesting conversation. What?
Is Ari in your class?
Who?
Ari?
No. I've never had a class with her.
I'm sorry.
Whatever happened to Bernie Sanders? He used to be a regular on the show.
Yeah, I don't know where the senator is, actually. Well, actually, Gambetta, I don't know where he is.
Who's Gambetta?
Good question. I don't know who that is either. I meant Senator Sanders. I'm not sure where he is. So he's not coming on tonight. Maybe next week.
Wait, how about Key? Where's Key at?
Good question. I said that at the beginning of the show. Key is the biggest flake that he says he's calling in, and then he never does. So I just... Don't even bother to count
he's
on his call.
He's the president of his fraternity, all right? He's a busy man.
I'm sure he is busy, but still.
Hey, I'm the vice president of my fraternity. I still call in.
Are you really?
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, shots fired at Key.
We didn't know that.
Key's the one if you're listening to this. I just fired shots at you.
All right, well, maybe we can get into that next weekend.
Wow, that was awesome. That was intense. Wait, Will, that's so exciting. I had no idea.
Wait, Will, what frat?
Alpha Tau Omega.
Oh, I had no idea. Don't you think that's something you would have wanted to share with the listeners at some point? Or I guess you just did, but...
No, it wasn't really the listeners' business, but...
Are you going to run for president at some point? What happened there?
I decided to be vice president.
You decided, or...?
Yeah, I mean, I chose not to run for president.
Mm-hmm. Probably after making a low-key assessment of how many people were going to vote for you, right?
Exactly.
That's how it happened.
They're on the program.
Yeah,
let me dump that.
Seven dirty words you can't say on the radio. Come on, Chris.
I could get a serious FCC fight. I think I dumped it, but I don't really know how the dump button works. You can't be swearing on the show, Chris. Jeez. Again. Oh, my. You better get fined here. Just for the record,
get him out of here.
I had nothing to do with that. All right, get off my phone, both of you. Have a good night. That's enough of this. No. Goodbye. Enough of that. All right. Well, I guess that's how we end the show. I don't know if I'm still on the dumper. Well, who knows? I don't even know if anyone can hear me anymore. I had to hit that dump button so many times. All right. Well, thanks, Chris. Good job. Always keeps it interesting. We'll close here until next weekend with Kenny's new single. So that was suggested to me. So thanks for the suggestion. Once again, maybe we turn it on. Jeez. All right, everyone, tune in again next Saturday at 7. Goodbye.
There's a trail of smoke coming out of a bottle. If you look real close, you can see it right there. A little tin roof bar down a path you have to follow. From a treasure map with the edges burnt from a few too many beers. We'll pull the ropes off the boat. We'll throw them up on the dock. We'll let the stars be our guide. No, we don't need no clock. We're
the bar at the end of the world. In that old seashell, you can hear the ocean. You can hear the waves crash and whisper in your ear. Little glow in the night is the last place open. And the house drink is a beautiful thing called make me disappear. We'll throw the ropes off the boat. We'll throw them up on the dock. We'll let the stars be our guide. No, we don't need no clock. We'll set sail. Yeah, see you there when in your hair and that t-shirt on. Dead men tell no tales. It's like no. They're playing Drift Away. That's where the magic happens. Back up in that little bay. We'll